Back here inside the ballpark, as third base coach Orlando Rodriguez was down there with the Mallards pitching coach Harrison Heffley in the batter's boxes discussing with the umpires for today. Connor McKenzie, Andrew Chumley, and Nate Thomas are the ones to be the umpires for the second contest here in this series between the Mallards and Rafters. The Rafters are a team that's batting .235. They have 288 hits. That's 16th in the league with 171 runs scored. They also have 152 RBIs as a team, but they've been struck out 316 times. That's third in the league. So this is a team that has been inconsistent. They've gotten hot at times, getting 4, 5, 6 hits in a row, but then they have times where they just really fall apart and they struggle at the plate. So 316 strikeouts, that's quite a bit given their record. And you got to give them credit. 20-16, they've relied a lot on their defense. As for Madison, they obviously finished fourth in the Great Lakes West in the first half, 15-18, losing 6 straight. They won yesterday, and they did so outscoring the Rafters 8-5, out-hitting them 14-6. When you give up 14 hits in a game, it's really tough to win a ball game, and that's not exactly what happened yesterday. They're batting .261 with 211 runs. They have 310 hits. That's fifth in the Northwoods League. They also have 193 RBIs, which is also fifth in the league as well. So when this team gets the bats going, they are really hard to beat, and they have a lot of big hitters. Owen Jackson is one of those guys. He bats a .330. They have Ryan Sprock as well, hit that three-run shot. DHing today, batting a .314. They have two guys that have 26 RBIs or over, Ryan Sprock and Owen Jackson. They also have Isaiah Jackson with 24 RBIs. So three guys right there that have a lot of talent. And for the Rafters, it's just about holding them to get themselves going. You look at it, the pitching just wasn't the way it was yesterday. Guys struggled on the mound, and, you know, it came true for the Mallards. They just got the hits going. They got them behind the wall, and a lot of their runs just came earned. And there was a point in the game where they had 4 hits, 4 runs. So, you know, you have to say for the Rafters today, if they can find the ways to get the pitching going, that hopefully will fuel the offense to get the bats going. Because, to be honest with you, what's been losing their past two games, they've been outscored 14-7 in their past two games. They've given up 6 runs against Fond du Lac and 8 yesterday. And it's been both at home. They've struggled at home as well this season. So they've really been good on the road. But right now at home, they've kind of been, you know, a little bit in a slump recently. So we'll find out here coming up shortly how these two teams do, because you hope for the Rafters. They take on the Chinooks. They have a 2-game road trip in Lakeshore tomorrow and the day after before they come home for a 3-game homestand once again. So a lot of games coming up here are at home at Witterfield, and excited to have everybody down here. Great atmosphere, and it was a great atmosphere yesterday for a July 4th game. Just it didn't end in fireworks for the Rafters, but tonight will. Regardless of what happens in the game, SNS is distributing a fireworks after the game tonight. Will be a fireworks show here at Witterfield, so we're excited to have everybody down here, and going to be a great atmosphere. Hopefully, the Rafters game, as far as the play in the infield, can end in fireworks. So that's an exciting thing that's going on. First time this year. It was originally going to happen against Wausau back in June, but that was a rainy day, which the game got pushed back till 8:45. The game was originally scheduled at 6:30, so this will be the first time this season that fireworks will be presented here at Witterfield, and we're excited to have everybody down here. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and hopefully the Rafters can take down Madison, hold the series 3-2. They've outscored them 32-19, but Madison really found a way to break through this Rafters team, and the morale's a little bit down right now, but look, they have a brand new opportunity. And especially in the Northwoods League, you have to have that short-term memory. You play every day, so you can't really worry about what happened the game before because you have a game that night. And they brought in new guys, David Rivera, the shortstop, so he'll be at the sixth position today. Jack Bachmore was a big standout for the Rafters, the University of Lynchburg pitcher yesterday. He pinched the ninth inning and had 2 strikeouts, so look forward to seeing him. Probably not today, but, you know, later down the road, definitely a guy to watch out for. So the left-hander, but Josh Howitt, being brought in today, and Kirk Schrader knows that they have to get a win. Simple as that. They got to get back in the win column. They're 0-1 in the second half, and they didn't clinch in the first half. So here in the second half, it's a brand new opportunity, basically a brand new season. The overall record is still, you know, is counted for, but as far as the second half of the season, well, that's what's matters right now. So you didn't get the start you wanted with an 0-1, but you have 35 more games to make that up. And here tonight, it's going to start with their offense, and it's going to also, I think their pitching is going to have to be the way it is. And Josh Howitt, he works quick on the mound. He's a tall 6'5 left-hander, and you know, another returning Northwoods League guy, all-star last season, and a returning rafter as well. So, you know, he knows the ropes here at Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors, for them, they are looking to just, you know, get back in a feel-good type of win. So first pitch is coming out now for some young kids as National Anthem will be coming up here shortly. First pitch coming up in just a couple moments. Stay with us here on WFHR. We'll take a quick step aside.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Back here inside the ballpark, Raptors taking their positions now on the defensive side. Josh Howitt warming up on the mound. The rising senior from Cal State Fullerton previously attended LA Valley College. He appeared in six games this season for the Titans with five innings of work, allowing four hits and six runs, but he also had five strikeouts. So his second season for the Raptors. Last year, he appeared in 13 games with an 8-0 record. He conducted 47 strikeouts on 36 innings of work, only allowing 11 runs. He had a 2.5 ERA and was selected as a Northwoods League All-Star. And this season, putting up even better numbers, 29 strikeouts, allowing 6 hits, 5 runs in 23 innings of work, a .47 ERA, which is one of the best in the Northwoods League. So definitely a guy that has had a star-studded second season here in Wisconsin Rapids, and you look forward to for him to have another one of those days. So stepping on the mound, Jake Holcroft, Keenan Taylor, and Ryan Sprock are due up here in the top of the first. So we go to Jake Holcroft out of the University of Portland and the rising redshirt senior from Upland, California. So the left-hander will step in. Holcroft went 1-for-5 yesterday with 3 strikeouts. So Howitt will step on his first pitch of the evening. And a swing and a ball lifted out left side, back behind on the concourse. 0-1. So just like that, Holcroft breaks his bat. And we've seen that a couple times this season. Remind you, it is a wood bat league. It's different to what they play in college with the metal bats. So Holcroft will step back in. 35 hits for him, 15 RBIs. And he also has a home run. So staying above a .300 batting average. And the 0-1 from Howitt finds the inside of the zone, 0-2. So out of the University of Portland, Holcroft in the West Coast Conference. Two West Coast guys, two California natives. And Howitt looks in, the 0-2 foul left side, driven on the third baseline. A solid leadoff hitter for the Mallards. 0-2 count. Howitt steps high, winds and rifles it in. And driven out right side, fouled on the first baseline. So he pulled one to the left and hit one back to the right. 0-2 count. Looking in is Howitt. He shakes it off. He'll come set and deliver the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Reached way out for it on the outside was Holcroft. There's no shot of him making that contact. And Howitt starts his day off with a strikeout, one down. So Josh Howitt up to 30 strikeouts this season as Keenan Taylor will step in. Went 2-for-5 yesterday with a run as a lot of these Mallards were able to get multiple hits and 14 of them. He's up to 24 hits this season, batting a .239. And Howitt sets in a swing and a weak ground ball over to Hansen at second. Scoops it up, throws it on to first. In for the second out. So we head to the third batter in the lineup. Ryan Sprock. And Sprock had a day. Went 2-for-5 with a run and hit a 3-run home run to left center. So the DH heading into his sophomore season from Morristown, New Jersey. And he swings at the first ball. And it comes in for a strike, 0-1. So plays with Alex Duffy, one of the catchers for the Rafters on Elon, as he cracks one out right side, pulled in foul territory, 0-2. So a strikeout from Holcroft, a ground out from Taylor, and batting third in the order, the DH, 26 RBIs for him. He's down in the count, 0-2. So the right-hander on the left-handed pitcher of Howitt, the 0-2 swing and a miss. Got him right on the fastball on the right edge of the plate at 90 miles per hour. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Rafters. We head to the home half here in the bottom of the first. We'll take a quick step aside.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first, a 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors. We head to the batting side of things. Ty Johnson will lead off, the trustworthy center fielder and leadoff hitter. 36 hits for him on 122 at-bats. He leads the team in at-bats and hits. He also has 18 runs, batting a .295 with 16 RBIs as well. So heading to Baylor next season, the McLennan Community College alum. He batted a .333. This was a guy in high school. He went to Edward S. Marcus High School. He was two-time first-team all-district in football. He was the Marcus Special Teams Player of the Year. He was the team MVP for baseball, a first-team all-district selection. He batted a .325 throughout high school. So taking his talents to the Power Five, and Isaac Milburn delivers in the first offering. Out of Eastern Kentucky from Lexington. Kentucky is his hometown where he comes from. A 1-0 count. Milburn, the left-hander, delivers in and right down the plate for a strike. 1-1. He went five innings back on June the 19th versus Fond du Lac. He allowed a hit and two runs, but five strikeouts. So the 1-1 and a swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman, Hamilton. Fields it, throws it on to first in time. For one down, an easy play there from the second baseman. So now the shortstop, David Rivera, a rising senior who's making his second appearance for the Raptors this season. He made his debut yesterday out of Hope International and resides in Long Beach, California. Previously attended Long Beach Community College. As Milburn delivers in, and a swing and a ball up the middle, and the first hit of Rivera's season here in Wisconsin Rapids comes through on a second batter today, so Rivera will take first. So Jack Garvich batting a .280 with 26 hits on 93 at-bats. Second in the team in RBIs, and also second in the team with home runs. So Rivera, a guy that batted a .397 for Hope International this season. He leads off at first. And the first offering comes in for a strike. Gurvich heading into his junior season at the University of San Diego. 0-1 count, one down, and a curveball sets above the zone. 1-1. Out of Pacific Palisades, California, he started 39 games with 142 at-bats. He batted the .259 as he swings and misses, and it goes into the glove of Brown back behind him. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. Rivera will stand at first. Raptors were able to jump in front yesterday with a run in the bottom of the second. The 1-2 from Milburn, and a curve just outside of the left edge for a ball. 2-2. Gurvich earned California All-State first team, the Mission League MVP at a Notre Dame high school, as they swing in a weak ground ball over the second baseman once again in Hamilton, and he throws it to Milburn, who doesn't tag the bag in time. Gurvich will take first. Rivera moves to second. And now two runners on for the Raptors. A ground ball that was in between first and second, kind of an awkward position. Owen Jackson, the first baseman, got away from it. Milburn darted over to first. Couldn't tag the bag. Gurvich is at first. That's the second hit for the Raptors. This brings up Garrett Broussard. 23 hits for him, batting a .235. 12 runs. He also has 8 RBIs. So usually playing shortstop, but today he's at first. And the first delivery, low and inside for a ball, 1-0. That was a fastball that came in at 89. So Gervich stands off at first, Rivera at second. A runner in scoring position for the Rafters. Milburn takes a deep breath. The step and fire. Swing and a bouncer over to Hamilton. Underhands it to Fisher at second. Throws it down to first for a double play. This time it was a 4-6-3 double play. And the Mallards get out of the inning. We head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second we go. Josh Howitt back on the mound. He had two strikeouts where he struck out Holcroft and Sprock. So batting in the cleanup spot, Owen Jackson, who had two home runs yesterday and was a big part of the Mallards' hitting success, batting a .330. Plays in the Mid-American Conference for University of Toledo from Kankakee, Illinois. 28 RBIs for him. And the 0-1 from Howitt popped away backside, 0-2. But Jackson, the trustworthy first baseman, a reliable hitter, and really found himself yesterday. Went 2-for-4 and two runs and two home runs. So swing and a miss upstairs. Strike three. Josh Howitt once again striking out three of his four batters. Just working the mound right now. Boy, he's got a lot of arm talent, and you're definitely lucky to have this guy back. Up to 32 strikeouts. So one down, Canyon Brown, batting a .292 at the plate, 21 hits for him, and Howitt sets in and fires on the outside, 1-0. 21 hits for Canyon, 12 RBIs. Howitt fires a swing and a hard ground ball over to Rivera at short and whips it on over to first in for the second out. So the Rafters infield getting it done here early. So Isaiah Jackson, the center fielder, batting a .274, 17 runs for him, 24 RBIs. The Arizona State Sun Devil from Vail, Arizona. So the left-hander on Howitt. He'll look in, set in the first offering, and it paints the left edge in for a strike, 0-1. Howitt, he throws a lot of strikes. He works quick as well. Not much time in between his pitches, and the 0-1 comes way down low on the left edge. Out for a ball, 1-1. So the trustworthy Levi Jensen behind the plate at catcher. And the 1-1 comes, a swing and a bouncer away from the bag at first. And Broussard throws it behind Howitt, and Jackson runs into him. So Jackson thought it was runner's interference there for a second. So he's looking at the umpire saying, hey, look, I was going to take second. So Umpire did not. He did not agree with that. So Isaiah Jackson was going to go look to second. But it was away from the bag. Broussard cleaned it up. Now it raced to first. And that ball was thrown behind him. So an error there from the Rafters. Our first of the game. And Davis Hamilton. So batting seventh. And how it works in and on the left edge. For a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count, two down. Isaiah Jackson leads off at first. And the first runner on for the game for the Mallards. A swing and a ball well hit into right field. Heading back to deep right center field and goes off the wall. Isaiah Jackson will score from first. Standing up at second is Hamilton. And the Mallards strike first here in the top of the second. So just when you thought Howitt was going to get out of the inning, a one-run RBI double from Davis Hamilton. And Cal Fisher, a guy that hit a solo home run yesterday to left field. Two down. And the first offering up and away for a ball. So just when you thought Josh Howitt was going to find another strikeout, Davis Hamilton had other plans. And the 1-0 skims the left edge in fourth strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Howitt serves outside. Jensen catches it down low. So at second is Hamilton. Jackson gets home from first. Two balls a strike. Cal Fisher batting a 200. Hit his first home run of the season yesterday. And the 2-1 comes in. And a swing and a fly ball. Hit well into left field. This ball is gone. A two-run shot from Cal Fisher. And the Mallards up 3-0 here in the top of the second. Fisher, his second straight home run of this series. Howitt can't believe it. Mallards in front. So Fisher yesterday hit a solo home run. This time today. So already Madison in front 3-0. Howitt will fire and find the strike zone, but boy, oh boy, Hamilton, a one-run RBI double that allowed Isaiah Jackson to get home. Remind you, this was two outs. Rafters had two outs. Jackson gets on first off of an error, and then a one-run RBI double, and then a two-run shot from Fisher. 0-2 now is the count. Two down. Up and outside. And it comes for a ball, 1-2. So Madison, up to three hits now. The 1-2 away for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Madison weren't in front yesterday, but they got three runs in the top of the third. This time, it's the top of the second. And the 2-2 pushes outside for a ball. The count is full, 3-2. Howitt will look in. He'll come set, kick high, and deliver the 3-2. And ball hit right field side out of play. Three balls, two strikes, two down. Full count, Howitt fires, and down low, Jensen drops it, and it comes in for ball four. Tucker will take first on the first walk of the game, and Jake Holcroft to start this game for Howitt. He struck out three of the first four batters. And then Brown grounded out. And then since then, he's gone into a slump. Jensen talking with Howitt right now on the mound. Holcroft, who struck out swinging last time up. Top of the order once again. So Howitt steps in. He stands on the third base side of the mound. He'll look in and throw over to first and taking second. The throw from Broussard and Hansen just a little bit late to the tag at second. Tucker will take there now, and he stands up in scoring position. Rafters down 3-0. Howitt looks over at second. Looks at first, and then one more at second. He'll fire in the first pitch, and it comes low on a ball out of fastball. One out count, two down. Howitt, a ball lifted out left side and pulled away. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Mallards, three hits, three runs. Howitt steps in and fires and finds the strike zone, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Top of the second. It was a one-run RBI double that allowed Isaiah Jackson to get home from first, and then a two-run shot from Fisher in the left field. The 1-2 popped away out left side, and the count stays at 1-2 again. Now it really struggling. He got five straight outs. I mean, that's what it was. And a ball swing and a lifted into left field. And rounding third is Tucker. He'll get home. And the Mallards lead 4-0. Diving headfirst back to first. Retreating back to the bag. And Madison up 4-0 now. Here in the top of the second.
Brings up the beer batter. Third baseman number 25.
So a one-run RBI single from Keenan Taylor. Howitt really struggling. This is very uncharacteristic of him. Looking in as Howitt, he'll serve in the first offering and comes in for a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count, two down. That was a fastball. Howitt looks over at first and delivers into Broussard. And getting back to the bag in time was Holcroft. So very similar to yesterday with the Mallards. And Howitt throws way behind Jensen and hits the backstop. Getting to second with ease is Holcroft. And now once again a runner in scoring position. Very similar to yesterday, where Madison just got the bats going. Rafters struggled on the mound. So he stands on the third base side of the slab. One ball, one strike. Two down. Howitt looks over at second. He'll serve in the third offering and a swing and a miss. On the right side, Keenan Taylor out of Purdue University. A guy that resides in West Lafayette. But he's a native of Westfield, Indiana. The 1-2 from Howitt. And just drifted out. Backside on the right side. 1-2. Two down once again. It's been two outs for a while. They've had two outs on the past five batters. The 1-2 from Howitt goes in low. In for a ball that pushes on the inside. 2-2. Deuces across the board. Howitt once again looking for that third strike. Keenan Taylor, 12 RBIs for him this season. He's at 24 hits as well. A 2-2 count. Howitt looks over He'll step in serve. A swing and a fly ball that's going on the right field side. That drops before Didowick can get to it. Rounding third, heading for home, and the Mallards lead 5-0 here in the top of the second. Holcroft scores, and Madison in full control right now. So once again, back-to-back one-run RBI singles. Two down, and Ryan Sprock, who struck out swinging last time up, now it fires and delivers on a strike, 0-1. 5-0 is the score. And the 0-1, once again, missed outside for Sprock, 0-2. At first, stands Taylor. The 0-2, Jensen outside, and it comes for a ball. He catches it away, 1-2. Ryan Sprock hit a three-run home run yesterday. One ball, two strikes. How it looks at first. He'll step and fire, and a swing and a ball flied out into right field side. Didowick coming after, and it makes the grab for the third out, but Josh Howitt is very frustrated with himself. As the Mallards get five runs in the top of the second, we head to the bottom half of the inning. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 56. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Lows dip down to about 49. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Cloudy skies Friday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second, Harrison Didowick steps in. He'll swing and a miss. But, yeah, Rafters five runs for the Mallards. Top of the second, they just really got going. Hamilton had a one-run RBI double, a two-run shot from Fisher, and then each with a one-run RBI single was Holcroft and Taylor. 0-1 comes low for a ball. Harrison Didowick batting a 167. A Virginia Cavalier just came from the College World Series a couple weeks ago. So quite the change in scenery here in Wisconsin Rapids as he was playing in front of a couple tens of thousands of fans. A 2-1 count. The 6-4 left-hander out of Chesapeake, Virginia. As Milburn sets and fires, Didowick misses right down the plate, 2-2. So Johnson grounded out to second. Each from base hit was Rivera and Gurevich. And Broussard got out on a double play, a 4-6-3 double play. He grounded out. 2-2 count. Milburn fires and a miss low. Strike three. Didowick strikes down. And this brings up Jorge Degatti.
And third baseman number 18, Jorge Degatti.
So Degatti out of the University of Indiana. 15 hits for him on 54 at-bats. Seven runs and five RBIs. He bats at 278. Milburn will look in on the first pitch of Degani's at bat, and it comes in for a strike. He misses on the right edge. 0-1. So Milburn records his first strikeout of the evening, and it comes on Didowick. The 0-1 curveball paints the right edge in for a strike, 0-2. On a 78-mile-per-hour ball that went right to left. 0-2 count, one down. A swing and a ball lifted out into shallow right. Diving after it, not making the grab as Hamilton. Degatti will take first. So the third hit for the Rafters comes from the Miami native, Anthony Gallison. He'll step in now. So Gallison, 17 hits on 64 at-bats. He has 7 RBIs and 7 runs. Batting a 266. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday, so making his first appearance this series as he drifts the ball right side. Josh Nikoloff, the first base coach for the Rafters, just drifted off just a little bit away from the first base bag. He was talking with Degatti earlier. He leads off at first. 0-1 count, one down. Third base coach Orlando Rodriguez. The 0-1 on a curve right down the pipe, 0-2. And once again, Milburn finding the strike zone on a breaking ball at 77. 0-2 count. Looking in is Milburn. He'll shake it off. In comes Set. Steps in and serves. And a throw in from Brown at first. And he got him. Degani gets out at first. Two down. So a pickoff attempt comes true for Brown. And Degani can't believe it. He goes down. So Owen Jackson tags him out. So now, instead of it being one out, now it's two outs. 1-2 count, two down. Milburn looks in. He'll kick high, wind, and deliver. Curve that just pulls right edge. That was right on the cusp of being in the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes, two down. Mallard's one away here in the bottom of the second. The 2-2 bounces low for a ball. So the count is full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Milburn fires a 3-2 swing and a miss from Gallison. Upstairs on a chest-high fastball that was pulling away from the strike zone. But it comes in at 91, so the Rafters still trail 5-0. We head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning, a new pitcher in store. So Josh Howard's day is done. He reached the 35-pitch limit mark in the second, which unfortunately he can't come back in. So Malachi Vitok will step in. He'll take over. A guy that's had five games with a 3-1 record, 16 innings of work, allowing 11 hits and 10 runs. He also has 11 strikeouts as well for a 5.06 ERA. So he picked up the win back on June the 30th here against Madison. We went 3 innings and 4 strikeouts. So he also won versus Battle Creek and Wausau and lost versus Kalamazoo back on June the 15th. So the right-hander and the rising junior from Creighton on the first offering, and comes away on Owen Jackson, who struck out swinging last time up. 1-0 count, Vitok fires, and foul tipped backside, 1-1. So the Mallards, 4 hits for them and 5 runs. It was a 1-run RBI double from Hamilton, a 2-run shot from Fisher, and a 1-run RBI single from Holcroft and Taylor. So that's where we stand, the 1-1. Outside and a ball, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Malachi Vitok from Omaha, Nebraska. A returning Rafter, the 2-1. A line drive into right field. Drops on a bounce before Didewick can get to it. And a leadoff single here in the top of the third from Owen Jackson. So Canyon Brown, who grounded out to short last time up, he'll step in. Plays in the Mid-American Conference. Grounded out to short from Ormond Beach, Florida. Jackson at first, and Vitok fires on a curve right down the plate, and it comes in on a strike, 0-1. Brown out of North Carolina A&T. Ormond Beach, Florida, not in the Mid-American. That's where Owen Jackson plays. And the 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Looking at first, coming set once again. And Vitok will step and fire the 0-2. Slider way low. Out for a ball, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Jackson at first. The 1-2. Swinging a ball lifted in the air, a fly ball into deep left center. Gallison tracks it before the warning track. And getting back to first is Owen Jackson. And one down for Anthony Gallison. Tracks it down, one down. And Isaiah Jackson, he'll step in. So reached first off of an error last time up. And the first pitch comes low on a ball, 1-0. One down, Vitok. He'll step in, serve the second pitch, and it comes on a strike. Paints to left edge, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 down. Owen Jackson stands at first. The 1-1 comes in, swing and a miss low. Isaiah Jackson, if he made contact with the ball, it would have come in on the inside of the bat. That ball was moving. 1-2 count. Mallards lead 5-0. One, two. A bit below the zone. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rafters one out. Isaiah Jackson was able to be the first Mallard to cross home today. Counts 2 apiece. 2-2. Swinging a hard hit ground ball over to Rivera at short. Throws it to second, and Hanson throws it back across his body to first. And he gets it. A 6-4-3 double play. And the Rafters get out of the inning. They still trail 5-0. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, Luke Hansen, who was a part of that double play, will step in now, batting eighth for the Rafters. At the University of Virginia, and a Williamsburg, Virginia native. And Milburn throws a curve and leads it off with a strike, 0-1. Batting a 2-14, three hits for him with a run. So Milburn will set in and go to work once again. The 0-1 on a curve outside for a ball, 1-1. So Luke Hansen, the Virginia Cavalier, a guy that batted a .356 for them this season, 16 hits on 45 at-bats, and the 1-1 swing and a miss on the right edge, 1-2. A multi-sport athlete coming out of high school, was 25-5 as the Lafayette High School starting QB, was the number 4 shortstop in the state of Virginia, and the number 14 player overall, according to Perfect Games. So definitely a highly recruited recruit. One ball, two strikes. Looking in is Milburn. Already with two strikeouts today, and he'll set and serve up and away. Out for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Milburn will come set. He'll step, fire, and a curve once again, but just outside of the zone for a ball. So the count is full. Rafters trail 5-0. They give up 5 runs in the top of the second. It was an avalanche of hits from the Mallards. So the payoff from Milburn. And a swing and a weak ground ball that stays fair on the third base line. And it goes past third base. Hansen stops at first. He gets to retreating back to first. He was looking to go second. Retreats back to first. So he'll get on with a base hit. So Levi Jensen, batting in the 9 hole. Batting a 106. 7 runs, 7 hits, and 6 RBIs. So at the University of North Alabama, and a Luck, Wisconsin native, Hansen will take first. Leads off on a couple shifts away from the bag. Milburn fires, and up and outside for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Rafters have out-hit the Mallard, have been out-hit 5-4. The 1-0, Jensen fouls back. One ball, one strike. Hansen at first. So in the bottom of the order, to the top of this order, it was Rivera, Gervich, Degatti, and Hansen. All got a base hit through this order. And the 1-1 check over at first. And Hanson will get back there in time. Levi Jensen batted a 147 for North Alabama with 36 games started and 109 at-bats. And a 1-1 count just pulls away for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Hanson stands at first. And Milburn throws it over now. Two, one count. Rafters have committed an error in the field, which allowed Isaiah Jackson to get on first. And the 2-1, swing and a miss. Owen Jackson drops the ball. That was a pickoff attempt from Brown. So Levi Jensen sees the second strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Hanson almost got out of Owen Jackson caught that ball. He beat him to the tag, so close. 2-2. Milburn takes a deep breath, steps and fires, and low of the zone. Brown has to come away and play more of a goalie there, because if that ball goes behind him, which looked like it was for a second, Hanson would have taken second. So three balls, two strikes. Count is full here in the bottom of the third. Rafters have some work to do on the offensive end. They've been out hit and outplayed as Jensen fouls it just below the bat, and it bounces a couple feet. But the first time it hit was in the foul territory. So three balls, two strikes. Once again, the count is full. Levi Jensen, six RBIs. One of those RBIs came on a walk-off, which he hit a grounded RBI to third, which allowed Gervich to get home when the Rafters beat Wausau 3-2 on a long night here at Witterfield. The payoff from Milburn, and a swing and a fly ball that drifts into the right center field gap. Coming after it is Tucker, and he gets one down. So Hanson stays at first.
The top of the order, center fielder.
And top of the order, Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second. Last time up, it was a weak ground ball over to Hamilton. But a guy that bats a 295, 36 hits for him, and a Flower Mound, Texas, 18 runs as well. One down, the first offering comes in right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. So Hanson led off with a base hit. He stands at first now. And has a big leadoff. Milburn has his eyes on him at first. He steps, fires the 0-1, and it goes behind Brown off of his knee. Hanson will take second. So perhaps the distraction of Luke Hanson at first, because Milburn lifted his leg, and as he was lifting his leg, he still had his eyes on first, and then just turned his head to throw that pitch. So a little bit careless there. 1-1 count with one down. Hanson now at second. Ty Johnson will regather himself, step in the left-handed batter's box. One ball, one strike. Milburn sets and fires, and a swing and a line drive coming to cut it off, and not being able to see it in time was Holcroft. Seems like the sun's got in his eyes as Luke Hanson will score. So that's exactly what it seemed like. The sun got in Holcroft's eyes. He couldn't see it. Hanson gets home, and the Rafters get on the board. 5-1. So David Rivera, the shortstop, who got a base hit last time up. It was a low line drive into Holcroft. He was coming to cut it off. Couldn't see it. And that's basically what it was. As he put his arm above his eyes. One down. That ball fouled outside. 0-1 strike. No balls a strike. One down. 91 miles per hour was the last pitch. David Rivera, the shortstop. At second is Johnson. He gets a one-run RBI double. The 0-1. Curveball low. It comes for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. David Rivera, the shortstop, the right-hander on Milburn. And backing away was Rivera out of the batter's box. One ball, one strike, one down. The 1-1, swing and a ball cracked out.